Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's completely recovered from health issues that led him to freeze while taking questions from reporters. Dave Collins has more.
McConnell said he's in good shape. He's back on the job during an interview on CBS's Face the Nation. McConnell froze up while taking questions from reporters on Capitol Hill and in a separate incident in his home state of Kentucky.
The House remains without a speaker, going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum held last night to hear from those who filed to run, with an internal election slated for today. Eight contenders are now in the running. Vice Chairman of the House GOP Conference, Mike Johnson, said that it may be a long day. The U.S. bulking up military forces in the Middle East.
According to National Security Spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate into a broader conflict.
We know Iran continues to support Hamas and Hezbollah, then in some cases actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others who may want to exploit the conflict for their own good.
Kirby noted an increase in rocket and drone attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups targeting military bases housing U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. I'm John Schaefer.
A super fog took over part of Louisiana this morning. Seven people were killed, at least two dozen injured, and 158 vehicles damaged in a series of at least three crash clusters on I-55 in an extreme dense fog that left visibility near zero this morning. Bailey Scott, an ICU nurse, was on the way to the airport.
You couldn't see 5 to 10 yards in front of you because of this fog.
State police say they are still searching for victims and believe there may be more deaths to report. This is USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How old is the moon? Research suggests that the moon's age might exceed previous estimates. A new study examining remnants of molten crystals from the lunar surface indicates that the moon could be approximately 40 million years older than previously believed. Scientists from Chicago's Field Museum propose that these shards offer evidence of an ancient cataclysm that likely led to the moon's formation earlier than initially thought. Free Fries Friday coming to a McDonald's near you. Starting this Friday at participating McDonald's, you have the chance to get a free order of medium fries once a week as part of a new deal to customers already spending $1 on items through the McDonald's mobile app. You have to order and pay on the app and have opted into the rewards program as well. Claiming the one-time Free Fries Friday offer each Friday requires you picking it in the Deals tab, and then hitting Add Deal to mobile order. The oldest dog ever has passed away. Bobby, who lived to be over 31 years old, died last week at an animal hospital in Portugal. He was officially recognized as the oldest dog ever in February, 2 weeks after a 23-year-old Chihuahua attempted to take stake in that title. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. Great to have you with us. We're going to be talking Tucker Carlson with the author, Chadwick Moore, who has granted unprecedented access to Tucker Carlson's professional and personal life. And in this book, readers are going to see and read about the Tucker behind the scenes, up close and personal, based on hundreds of hours of interviews with Tucker, his family, colleagues, acquaintances, and enemies alike. Tucker offers an inside look. That's the name of the book, Tucker, an inside look into one of the most beloved and polarizing media figures of our time. For 6 years, Tucker Carlson has been more than just must viewing for millions. He's been a nightly guiding light, you might say. Chadwick Moore, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Well, let's talk about how it all began. I mean, it all started with an interview. Well, actually, it started with an article that you had written that had caught the interest of Tucker, and he invited you on the show, and you're kind of wondering, okay, why does he want to talk to me?
Right. Yeah, that was February 2017, and an article I wrote had caught his attention, and I didn't, you know, I knew who he was. I didn't really pay much attention to him. I just, you know, kind of knew him as the guy with the bow tie on CNN, yeah, right, or whatever, you know, like most, right, people did. He had just gotten his show at Fox, not too long before that. And, that was my first time on his show. And then I had been, then I was a regular on the show for basically the entire run. Weirdly enough, on the last episode of the show, which was April 21st, which of course none of us knew would be the last episode.
Exactly. Exactly. So as you started out and you're wondering, okay, where's this guy coming from? Does he realize, who I am, what my background is all about? Because after all, I mean, you're going into the Fox building known for conservatism, and you had some, you know, preconceived notions of what you thought conservatives and what you might be met with at Fox News, right?
Right. That article that originally got his attention was my coming out of the closet as more conservative, or as not a Democrat and not left leaning. And, you know, as I'm a journalist who lives in New York City, and I'd always written for liberal magazines. My entire world was liberal and liberalism. Mm-hmm. And I had just finally had enough watching the Trump derangement syndrome unfolding after the inauguration. And that's when I wrote that article in the Post. It was in the New York Post. And that's what caused attention. And, you know, what I would come to understand and also acknowledge in the book is that was sort of, it became a staple on Tucker's show, the sort of, yeah, disaffected liberal, the person who, and not even just liberals, I guess anyone who sort of stands up for what they believe in,
exactly,
and who goes against the mob and, you know, maybe doesn't care about the consequences as long as they can say what they think. Whenever anyone sort of publicly came out against the left or stood up against their own side, they always had a home on Tucker's show. They always had a slot the next night.
Yeah.
And that's very much the sort of person, you know, he is. The sort of person I think that he respects that a lot in people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he at least from my observation in observing him over the years, he is a man of integrity and believes in that and wants people, and I guess admires people who, you know, believe in what they believe in. I mean, understanding that some of this is a process, Chadwick. I, you know, we all go through processes in understanding who we are and why we're here. We're all asking that same question. And, here you are as someone, as you say, you came out, you wrote an article coming out of the closet, feeling like, okay, you needed to speak the truth. And really in that article, did you realize you were going to liberate so many other people who were bound up and not as free?
No, I didn't at all. I mean, I was totally shocked by the response to it. I didn't think anyone would read it. I just kind of did it for a peace of mind, you know?
Right. I
literally thought I just wanted it to be out there. Like if anyone even cares, I don't want them to think I'm a part of this cult just because right. of who I am and where I work and et cetera. To my surprise, you know, it totally went viral, and I guess I influenced a ton of people. A lot of conservative influencers now who are really popular online have told me that they came out of the closet after reading that article. You know, that was kind of amazing. So it had a chain effect, and that was pretty cool. As you were saying before about Tucker and integrity, yeah, that's something that he said before. You know, he said you can believe the Earth is flat, for example. But if you believe that, if you totally believe that, then I respect you for believing it. You know, people that he really can't stand the most is sort of party line hacks who just tell them what to say and tell them what to think and repeat talking points, which is basically the entire media establishment in a nutshell. Not to mention much of both the two parties.
Well, the deal is sad is that they end up surrendering their intellect and they listen to what they're supposed to say and, you know, they're told to walk a certain way, talk a certain way. And if you conform, I guess you're in the club. You know, if you're on the beltway, then you get to go to the cocktail parties. But as soon as you get out of step, then you're canceled and maligned. And, you know, a little bit of that happened to you because people who once supported you, once you came out and you genuinely expressed who you were and that, you know, that you were integrous to your cause and to who you were. And it, as many people as it encouraged and emboldened and liberated, there were others that just would have nothing to do with it, including the people that you worked for.
Yeah, I was fired from my job the day after I went on Tucker's show that first time.
Yeah.
And then I was fired from all the other places I was freelancing for. I don't know if that's technically fired, but I was, you know, no longer welcome to write for them.
They weren't inviting you to the reindeer games.
Exactly. I was no longer. Yeah, I wasn't invited to the cocktail parties anymore.
Right.
And I think you're right that a lot of it. So much is that social aspect. That's why so many people. I mean, it's sad and pathetic, and it's so callow. But what does keep so many people in line is that sort of social pressure and that fear of not being invited to the cocktail parties, like you said, not being in the popular kids club. Polite society.
Exactly. Chadwick, my perception of Tucker wasn't that he was, a Trumpian. I thought he called it the way he saw it and he was consistent in that vein. If somebody asked me, in fact, I think somebody did ask me if I thought Tucker Carlson was pro-Trump. And I said, not in the meaning to which you're suggesting. I think that the policies And you could break them down. It wasn't 100%, just like for me, it wasn't 100% all Trump all the time. But there were many good things that Donald Trump did for our country. And I think he exampled, you know, for the ruling class, the possibility of a more perfect union, if I might put it in those terms.
Yeah, and it's a great observation, and I noticed the same thing even before I started working on this book, which was like a year and a half ago when we started on the book. But Tucker was... He never kissed the throne of Trump. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people on his network did kiss the throne, and then now they're not because the network's, you know, no longer in that direction. I can think of one host in particular. But Tucker never kissed the throne, and he always seemed to like, on his show, he almost, at least for several years, he would never talk about Trump. He would always talk about the things happening around Trump. Mm-hmm. And you could tell that he was a big fan of Trumpism. But he wanted to, like, you know, he loved, you know, essentially how Trump exposed the establishment. He liked a lot of the policies, as you said, but he didn't want to, you know, appear like he was worshiping, and he knew the man was faulted. And he has plenty of criticisms about Trump. You know, and he differentiates between Trump, the manager and leader, and Trump, the man and the human being.
Right. Exactly.
The latter, he definitely really likes Trump, the guy. You know, I asked him extensively about what he thinks about Trump and his personal experiences with Trump. You know, what's it like to have dinner with Donald Trump for the book? And he gave some great stories.
Mm-hmm.
But he certainly, it's a good observation that not a lot of people picked up on that. He certainly did keep him at an arm's length.
Right.
And yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Well, we're talking with Chadwick Moore. He's the author of the new book, Tucker. This book, you get some insight into who Tucker Carlson is. How did he become who he is today? Chadwick, explain how, you know, you've been writing this book for a year and a half, and you've had unprecedented access into, you know, Tucker, the man, his background, his family, and that. How did that come about? You know, obviously, I mean, you'd been on the show as a regular, and you began to connect with him and have a bit of a relationship, a friendship with him.
Yeah, it wasn't his idea. You know, my publisher reached out to me and said, we want to do a book on Tucker Carlson. We want you to write it. And I was, you know, really flattered and honored, but wasn't sure if Tucker'd be into it. And, I called him up, and, you know, we'd communicated before, but, you know, we hadn't spent any personal time together. Like, he would kind of text me out of the blue sometimes, which is very unusual for a cable news host. He'd text me about something that he saw that I read, and I'm like, you know, and then, oh, by the way, this is Tucker. And I'm like, oh, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like, why are you texting me? I'm just some guy who comes on your show for 90 seconds, you know, once every 2 weeks or something. But, so I had his phone number and, because of that. And, so I reached out to him and, you know, at first he said, oh, you know, I don't like that kind of attention. I'm really boring. I'm really uninteresting, which of course I knew was not the case. And then he, you know, I said, yeah, it's probably not a good idea. You're right. And then he sort of was like, wait, I've read a bunch of your columns. And he started naming off columns of mine that he read and he remembered.
Wow.
I didn't even know he read my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you're a really good writer. And yeah, let's do it. Why not? And so from then we were off and he never asked to read a word of the book. He never asked what was going to go into it. Mm-hmm. He just made himself available. You know, I had total editorial independence and control. And mm-hmm. he made himself totally available, welcomed me into his life and his world, introduced me to his father and his wife and other important people in his life. You know, it's a great honor and great responsibility that he gave to me.
Yeah. And little did you know in writing this book that the denouement of the book would be his, if you want to call it, firing from Fox.
Yeah, we were basically done with the book. And in fact, that week I had my last call scheduled with him I had like five, tidy up questions to ask him. Did I get this right? Can you, you know, elaborate on this more? And then of course this happened. And then we pushed back publication. I interviewed him a few more times, added a couple new chapters, updated to make sure everything was relevant. But in a way, you know, it occurred to me after the shock settled in of him being so unceremoniously removed. You know, it occurred to me that this is a Tucker Carlson origin story. It wasn't when he finally arrived at Fox or became number one in the ratings, et cetera. It's, you know, the origin story ended on April 21st, 2023, because now, you know, it's a book that ends 2 weeks after he was fired.
Right.
And, it ends with a new beginning. You know, now we're going to see, what the world has in store for Tucker Carlson next, how he's going to change independent media. And it's the next chapter for him.
Yeah. It's always interesting. In my reading, being a man of faith, I read the Word of God. And one of the things that is said in God's Word, that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. And I thought about that in this sense with Tucker and even in my own life, that sometimes we think the worst is when it's the end of something. But if you have the presence of mind to think about, okay, well, what's next? I mean, that's pretty exciting. And it seems that Tucker has made that adjustment. And of course, he did it quite quickly, in, you know, setting up, you know, Tucker on X now. It was Tucker on Twitter and the way he came out. And then, you know, the millions, the multiple millions of viewers that he had just ignited and went off the charts, Chadwick.
Yeah, and he's since sort of become a figurehead for this of independent media eclipsing mainstream media, and the fact that independent media is making all the headlines and mainstream media is playing catch up now, and the mainstream media is having a diminishingly small relevance, especially in this primary cycle for the next race. I mean, everything is happening elsewhere, and Tucker's really the face of that.
Exactly. Well, I think it was interesting because I watched the other day the discussion between he and O'Reilly. And I remember when Tucker took over that 8 p.m. slot and there was all that controversy with Bill O'Reilly going out. I thought, wow, this is going to be interesting. You know, can Tucker, you know, fill that space? I was aware of Tucker. I would say, compared to what I know now, I would say vaguely, interested in his intellect and, you know, awareness of him by comparison of what I know now. But wow, I mean, it took him very little time to, you know, to displace, somebody that was so successful on that time slot for so long.
Oh, it's so true. And it also goes into this sort of the corporate thinking of Fox that to them that said that, well, it's the fact that it's the 8 o'clock show on Fox that it's so popular. It has nothing to do with him. So we can get rid of him. It's fine. We'll recover. You know, they figured that was the power of it. But, you know, what they failed to understand is that, you know, Tucker Carlson very quickly became a political movement and his brand, if you want to call it that, became one that was as big, if not more big than the entire Fox News lineup.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right, Chadwick. And I'm, you know, I've been in marketing most of my life and it's always been about the message, you know, that if the message is there and it's resonating and Tucker had solidified himself, you know, as a brand, and, you know, I get, you know, Fox or, you know, Bud Light or, you know, Target, go down the list. These people do not understand the power of the brand. And, you know, I know from experience, you're talking in order to create a brand from ground up, it's 3 to 5 years and multiple millions of dollars of investment to create a brand. And here it is, you know, Tucker was on Fox, what, for 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
So very well established, and they just threw it out the door, which is just, it's shocking to me because, you know, for people who are in business, you know, to make money, I mean, because the bottom line is that, you know, Fox has to return an investment for its investors. If it doesn't, it's unnecessary. I think when you go back and you look at the genesis of it, he was one of the first, you know, that called it out to say, what are we doing? Why are we there? What is America's gain out of this? But, you know, being since you brought up Dominion, I got to tell you, for one, I was greatly disappointed because I, along with the majority of Americans, believe that there were shenanigans that took place in 2020. We believe that whether it's Dominion or these other machines were somewhat involved. What stood out for me, Chadwick, and I can still see it to this day, was when the CEO of Dominion was being questioned in a hearing, in a congressional hearing, and he got caught lying and saying that there was no way the machines had any connection with the internet until, and I don't know, this could have been in the Senate. Maybe Rand Paul was the one that pointed out that, well, what's this box here? This looks like a modem. And a modem is what you need to connect to the internet. So how can you say that you didn't have any connection, with the internet when you have the mechanisms and the hardware in which to do so?
Yeah, I think I remember what you're talking about, and the Dominion settlement was, it's Fox had thought, from what I was told from sources at Fox, that Fox believed they actually would win that lawsuit. The reason why they settled, and it was like within, I mean, like minutes of them expecting to go to trial, was they essentially didn't want Rupert Murdoch to testify because he was of a certain age, and mm-hmm. they thought it would have been an embarrassment to the company. And so that's why they settled so quickly. Now, you know, it's what my sources told me and what has now been confirmed by a liberal writer in New York Magazine,
right.
Was that it was a condition in the settlement with Dominion to, you know, pay us, $787 million and get Tucker off the air. You know, Dominion's denied this. They sent me threatening letters for, right. you know, just saying what my sources told me. Fox has denied this. But you know, this is, this was out there even, you know, before my sources told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, I mean, that's really, if that were to be the case, and again, they denied it, that would be really frightening, to say that, you know, what, like a group of private equity managers are allowed to control what voices we hear on our mainstream media.
Right.
Like they're allowed to dictate what the national discourse should be over politics. That's really mm-hmm. terrifying stuff.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's completely recovered from health issues that led him to freeze while taking questions from reporters. The House remains without a speaker, going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum held last night to hear from those who filed to run, with an internal election slated for today. The U.S. is bulking up military forces in the Middle East. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate into a broader conflict. A superfog took over a part of Louisiana this morning. 7 people killed, at least 24 injured, and 158 vehicles damaged. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're encouraged because the truth wins out. The truth always wins out, because though they got rid of Tucker on Fox, look what's happened. I mean, he's creating a whole new juggernaut of a media empire that now he will have control of. It's kind of like what O'Reilly said to him. He says, out of this experience and working for all these different news companies and everything over the years, I realize that I will never put myself in that position again. I will be my own boss. And I think that that resonated with Tucker as well in that conversation, is that he now sees more than the possibilities, but the reality of what he's on the verge of creating, and how many other voices that will be lent because of the coattails, I think, that will travel alongside, you know, the same kind of ethos as Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, and Tucker told me the same thing. Is he's done working for someone else. He's ready to be his own boss and his own man. Of course, the problem is, it's been reported out there that he's currently raising money to start his own media company. And the last time he was fired from a cable news channel was CNN. And during that time, he started the Daily Caller with Neil Patel, his college roommate. And so he's, the reports out there that they're raising money for his own media venture. The problem, of course, being is that he's still under contract at Fox, and he's even offered to Fox, basically, keep your money, just let me be free, and they won't do it. So not only was it worth $787 million to Dominion, but also to continue paying Tucker his very large salary for him to not have a show. He's still getting a paycheck every week. He's still an employee of Fox News. That's how important it is to whoever to keep them quiet. So he's, you know, restricted on what he's able to do right now. From what I understand, the reason why he's on Twitter is because Fox didn't have the foresight to include Twitter in their non-compete, which is why he's able to be there. But even though
again, the truth always finds a way to get exposed and come out, right?
And just so happened that then, you know, who could have predicted that Elon Musk would have taken over Twitter to make it, you know, so it's more of a freer place, and then also Fox not including it in the non-compete. So there may have been, you know, something at work there.
Well, that'd have been interesting, because even if they'd have said Twitter and then it became X, well, the attorneys would have had fun battling over that one, right?
Right, yeah.
Because when you said Twitter, it didn't say X. It's now X. So it's, and plus on top of that, it's under new management. This is amazing. How long is his quote unquote non-compete in play, Chadwick?
December 2024. So 1 month
after the election. Convenient, huh?
Very convenient. Yep.
Yeah. So in getting to know him and know more about the person of Tucker, what can you share with us, you know, from your book, Tucker, about the man?
Well, he's, you know, there's not a lot of or any really cable news hosts that I think you'd want to read a biography about. And, you know, but I always knew there's certainly not many I'd want to write one about. But I always knew Tucker was different. And I always knew that he was, you know, very rich and interesting person. And I really wanted to paint a three-dimensional portrait of someone who so often is portrayed in the most two-dimensional way as just being this figurehead of comic book evil. Or, you know, or just reckless and conspiracy laden. But I wanted to tell a story about a man, you know, who is this guy who's become so important in our political discourse and is so beloved and so hated and so feared by so many people in this country. I mean, you just say the name. It's one of the reasons why we just named the book Tucker.
I love that. Subtitle,
is because just that name, you know. Go into a liberal restaurant and just say Tucker in conversation. See how many heads look around, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, just, I wanted to tell the story of who he is as a man, as a human being, you know, where he came from, what his life is like, you know, what he's like off camera, and you know, just really sort of portray the human side and also tell the story of where he came from and how he got to be where he is and how his thinking has evolved over the years and you know, what he's like deep down inside.
Right. Talk about Tucker as a family man.
Well, his family is for sure the most important thing in the world to him, his wife and his four children. And Susie, his wife, met when they were in high school. They started dating. And they've been together ever since.
Wow.
They married. They both skipped their college graduation to get married. and they just eloped. So neither technically.
Well, that's good. They both did, because you can't just skip it without the other one. So that's good.
Right. Yeah. When I talked to Tucker's father, Dick, several months ago, he didn't realize that his son never graduated from college until I told him that.
Yeah.
And then he said, "Well, I guess it didn't make any difference, did it?"
Look, he never I thought he got his degree, just didn't go to graduation.
No, he never got his degree either. Although he's listed in the graduating class for that year. Later on, they put him in the graduating class of that year. He never actually technically graduated or got his degree or anything.
So what, has he got three units to make up or something? Go get your degree. Get it over with.
Yeah, well, he didn't. you know, and one of the reasons why, you know, some people constantly, a lot of people ask, you know, if he's going to run for office, run for president. And, you know, I would never see that happening. I think the number one reason, there's a few reasons, but the number one reason is his family, back to your original question.
Right.
He would never put his family, I think, to that level of scrutiny. I think that's probably the main reason why he would never run for office. So he's, you know, it's for sure the most important thing in the world to him. And he, you know, comes from a long line of abandonment and dysfunction, in both sides of his family. And you
really?
Can tell that he's, his mother abandoned, her family when he was 6 years old. He never saw her again. She left. She said, "Motherhood's not for me." She wanted to be a sort of art world groupie, kind of hippie bohemian.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that her whole life. He never saw her again, since he was 6 years old. She died in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, his father, Dick, was an orphan. His biological father committed suicide. I document all this stuff in the book and, you know, talk to people who knew a lot of these people. But his own father was an orphan. So, you know, Tucker, it seems, has gone through a great effort to reset that lineage and puts family first.
And how about Susie?
She comes from a very, very nice family. And her father was, the headmaster at the boarding school where they met. Her family is also very, very close. The parents did not like Tucker. In fact, they said that she, when they first started dating, you know, that Tucker Carlson boy is no good. You need to break up with him. She deceived them into thinking they had broken up, but she kept secretly dating him all through college.
Yes.
And then, eventually broke the news that he had proposed. Yeah. He went to her parents, of course, individually, first as a gentleman should, and asked. And then from then it worked out in the end.
So it was like one of those guess who's coming to dinner kind of moments, huh?
Yeah. I talked to a high school English teacher of Tucker's who's a liberal and not a big fan of Tucker Carlson for the book. And he was so surprised to hear they were still together and had four kids and were happily married. He said, that Susie girl, she was always too nice for Tucker. She was always too sweet for him.
isn't that the shame of some liberals? They just can't appreciate other people's success or even the fact that they could be redeemed and they could be happy. You know, this is the thing I think that is so frustrating sometimes, and I've shared that with my liberal friends that I love dearly, is that what happened? You know, is it a sin to be happy in your world or what? You know?
Well, it is a sin to be happy in their world. And I know this because I used to be in that world and I understand, and they were all miserable, even though they had every reason in the world to be happy. Nice families, good jobs, money, you know. But they're always, it is a sin because when you live in that ethos of, the world is evil, you know, the planet's boiling, everything's racist, there's aggression everywhere, you don't deserve to be happy.
That's right.
You know, there's no time for leisure when you have to save the planet because everything is so wrong and awful and it's up to you to do it.
Thank God for you and your cape, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
This is, you know, it is comical. And this is what I love about the study of humanity, is that nobody's perfect. We all have a story to tell. And a lot of it is comedy. You know, if you have the sense of humor to appreciate it, right?
If you can't laugh at yourself, what are you doing on this planet? You know, and that's another thing that liberals have a hard time laughing at themselves as well.
Well, and the thing was so sad when liberals had taken over like college campuses and comedians said, I'm not going there.
You know? Right.
These people don't have a sense of humor. I mean, talk about the wrong gospel, wrong church. I mean, you know, so for, you know, it was like, hey, we're boycotting you. No, we're boycotting you. You're not worth the energy that it takes for me to expend my talent because you just don't appreciate it. And that's okay.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
So tell us more about, you know, you gave us an idea about Tucker's childhood. It must have been rough. And but then, you know, he meets Susie and a relationship that has been longstanding. And, you know, they get married. Out of college, Tucker took a little shortcut out of college, as now we understand. But and how many children do they have?
Four.
Wow. Okay. So four kids, and you can tell he's a family man. He respects those wholesome bedrock building blocks of a society that start with a strong family, and he's consistent in promoting that.
He is, and that's something that I found that I think is, you know, a big takeaway about his personality and who he is he's much more concerned with and interested in the big questions such as family, spirituality, mm-hmm. morality, beauty. Those are things that really interest him, not necessarily politics per se. And he sees those things as, you know, related to politics, or maybe politics is downstream from them. But those are he's not one for political point scoring for a party or a team. Mm-hmm. He's much more interested in those bigger, bigger questions, family and spirituality being, right. two of them. And I think that's probably, a recent, he's had a couple sort of hard turns in his evolution of thinking and his political beliefs. You know, he used to be a kind of beltway neoconservative guy who was very much for the Iraq War, et cetera. And it took him going to Iraq to really change his thinking on that and realize that, in his words, that neoconservatives are just liberals with guns.
Yes.
That got him thinking very differently from the outside of the Beltway establishment. And then I think another is this more spiritual turn in seeing what's going on in this country as a fight between good and evil, which he increasingly, especially up until his firing from Fox, began to talk about. Publicly, you know, it was good and evil that we were battle engaged in. And that made a lot of people at Fox very nervous, I know. But I think that's one of his other big turn in his thinking.
Well, I think as we're trying to process what's going on in our culture, Chadwick, I think you get back to, I believe in first principles, and I've been, promoting that for a long time on this show, is that, we've got to go back and realize, where did we make a wrong turn here? Because when you consider the foundational principles of this country as enumerated in our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, just wonderful documents. And the infrastructure for success for a democratic republic is right there. When we violate those principles, that's what gets us in trouble. And I think that we've been down the road too far where there's been so many violations. It's hard to get back, to those first principles. But that's why a leader, a true visionary, is so critical. And where I have hope for this country is that one will rise up in such a way to galvanize the majority of Americans around a vision that will say, this is our hope. This is what we need to, this is how, these are the choices that we need to make in order to get this country back on track. And we've got to be honest about this. Like you said with Tucker, it took Tucker going to Iraq to realize, whoa, there's a lot more to the story here than it's being told. Just like in the Beltway, there's a lot to be said here. Donald Trump brought to mind and to focus the idea of the deep state. Well, we talk about it as being, I used to talk about it as being the fourth branch of our government until someone broke it down and said, oh, no, it's not four branches. It's actually six, because there's three sub branches within the deep state that involve, the administrative state, NGOs, and of course, the intelligence community, the FBI, CIA, and that. And so I thought about that and I said, man, that does make a lot of sense. But the fact of the matter is the deep state as unelected officials are the driving force of our democratic republic. Well, we think we still have a democratic republic, but as long as the deep state is making decisions, the democratic republic operation is compromised.
Right. Yeah, it's this permanent managerial class, these unelected exactly. bureaucrats that run everything. I mean, the most astounding thing is when you just look at their election results for Washington, D.C. from the last two elections. I mean, Washington, D.C. went like 94% for Biden.
Right.
I mean, that's like 20% more than New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. They all went for Biden in the 70%. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. But that's who's really running this country. And Tucker is, I think that he's someone who's, as I said earlier, spent his whole life in that world. And the tagline for his show was the sworn enemy of lying, pomposity, smugness, and groupthink. And that didn't exactly. come from anywhere. It came from, mm-hmm. I think, his inhabiting this world for so long and being a creature of it and realizing how destructive it was to the rest of the country and the people it's supposed to be representing and how much it's just this evil beast that only looks out for its own survival and exists to ensure its own survival. It has nothing to do with, the rest of the country at all.
In your meetings with his friends and getting to know Tucker a lot more than you did prior to writing the book, what surprises did you come across? What surprised you most?
Well, he doesn't wear socks or deodorant. he hasn't eaten a vegetable since he was in high school. He loves the Grateful Dead. In fact, he drove a Volkswagen van when he was in college. He was like a long-haired little hippie. I love that stuff. That's kind of a lighthearted sense, surprising.
No socks, no deodorant, but we love the Grateful Dead, okay? All right.
Yeah. He's sort of like a hippie on paper. And then,
That's funny.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things surprising with, I think just, how, he goes through great, he at least went through, great lengths to, humble himself. Mm-hmm. To remind him, one of my favorite things he says in the book is, we were on our way to the show one night, to the studio, and I was riding next to him in his little golf cart. And he was saying, my job, the job is that I'm God. That's the job of the cable news host is I know I'm right. You're wrong. I'm here to tell you everything. That's the job. But, you know, I'm not God. You know, I'm no different than any number of billions of people who lived before me and will surely come after me. And, you know, he's always gone through great lengths to sort of humble himself. And it really shows. I mean, he's like the most approachable, nice person you ever meet. Even his greatest enemies would admit if they met him in person that he's actually, you know, a nice guy. And everyone at the Fox building loved him as a human being, even if they disagreed with him politically. That also didn't come from anywhere. I mean, he learned that from his dad. You know, I tell stories growing up, cause his dad was also a journalist. His dad was also on television.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell stories in the book about, you know, him witnessing that as a kid, and the sort of things his dad taught him about, you know, not getting too big for your britches and
right.
believing your own BS.
The media can do that. What did his dad do on air?
So he was a local anchor at first in L.A. and then in San Diego.
Okay.
And he started off doing before that he was in an investigative unit in San Francisco.
Okay.
And in San Diego, actually, he won an Emmy for he did some great work. But one of the things he did was he won an Emmy for a 39-part investigative series about the Dale. I don't know if any of your audience remembers this, but the Dale. Maybe when I mention it, you might. The Dale was a three-wheeled automobile that was proposed in the 1970s during the energy crisis.
Right.
And it was sort of like the Elizabeth Holmes scandal of the time. So there was this three-wheeled automobile coming out that was going to get 70 miles to the gallon. It was all the hype. The CEO was the first female CEO of an automobile company. So she was on the page of every magazine. You know, it was a feminist movement, blah, blah, blah. This car is going to save the world. Investors were pumping millions and millions of dollars into this car company. The car never got made. They never even made a prototype. Tucker's father, Dick, was the one who started exposing this and looking into it because the company was based in California.
Right.
He also then uncovered, not only did he cover massive fraud that it resulted in dozens of indictments for everyone affiliated with the car company, including the CEO, Elizabeth Carmichael was her name. He also revealed that the CEO, Elizabeth Carmichael, was a man named Jerry. I think Jerry Carmichael was his name. He was born a man, was transgender, and that wasn't made public at the time.
Well, yeah. We're down to about the last 3 minutes here, Chadwick, and I just want to kind of give you some time to, you know, summarize the book and to invite our viewers to get their hands on Tucker, you know, for those millions of people who have been devotees of Tucker, those who have been curious about Tucker, because, you know, for some, Tucker can be a bit of a curious subject, can't he?
Oh, for sure. And he's also, you know, he's always been a kind of like a rapscallion, you know, like a mischievous little scamp who likes to ruffle feathers and annoy people. And he was like that as a child, as I found out, and he's an adult. We have some photographs in the book, and one of them was Tucker's little boy is doing that, like, Tucker face that everyone knows now, which is really funny to see. But if you're interested in the book, you can go to tuckerthebook.com. You can find links there to buy it. At that website, you can also buy direct from the publisher if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, it's available at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Walmart, Sam's Club, any retailer.
Well, Chadwick Moore, we thank you. Appreciate the time. Great job on the book and telling Tucker's story, you know, for all of us who are interested in this exceptional talent. Have a great day. Appreciate your time. Take care.
Oh, thank you so much.
You got it. Our thanks to Chadwick Moore. He's been our guest today. For more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a blessed day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.